College Station Fire Department got dispatched around 10:32 this morning to the 900 Rock Prairie Road at the College Station Medical School for a hazmat emergency. While crews were en route, we were notified by dispatch from information they received that approximately 1,100 gallons of chlorine that was lost or that was spilled. So while en route, the on-duty battalion chief notified dispatch and requested the school go ahead and start their evacuation procedures and evacuate the students upwind of the emergency. And so the school officials then evacuated, and they positioned the students on the southwest corner of the school. Our crews arrived on scene and found a commercial vehicle there that was offloading chlorine, I guess, to the natatorium area. During their investigation, they found that it was not a full concentrate. It was just a 10% solution of the chlorine, and that probably lost around a little over possibly 1,000 gallons into the area on the ground and stuff like that. So the crews just isolated. Also, what the battalion chiefs did was they wanted to make contact with school officials and so let everybody know that their kids were safe and that they were just kind of being sheltered in place at this point. We were also just kind of making necessary arrangements, working with the school officials to, in case they needed to be moved off premises to another location. We were working hand in hand with the fire department and all the school officials, and keeping good communications with everybody, making sure we are keeping everybody informed of the progress. Also, the fire crews shut down the HVAC system as a precautionary measure, and what they did is just, once they identified what the product was and where the product was located, they went ahead and went inside and monitored the inside. And once we determined the inside of the school was all clear, we worked with school officials and allowed all the students to go back inside.
This may seem to be a silly question, but was the chlorine in a liquid or a gas?
The chlorine was a liquid state. It was not in a gas state.
And this would have evaporated or dried in, you know, outside where it had escaped the vehicle?
Exactly. It escaped the vehicle from a leak, from a rupture of the tank or the leakage of the tank. Again, approximately 1,000 gallons was absorbed into the ground. And so the school officials and the company are working together to get that all cleaned up.
Is that technically then a hazardous materials area where you go as far as roping or taping off the area then?
Yeah, our crews were on scene along with some of our city officials to determine a safe perimeter. We established a safe area, working area that, outside of the contaminated zone, and then the school officials and the carrier are working together to remedy and clean up the area that was saturated and absorbed.
We're visiting at about 4:15. Is that vehicle still parked at the school?
You know, I do not know. Our big hazmat truck and crews left the scene at 2:23 this afternoon, so the fire department has cleared the school.
Everything go according to how you guys train for these types of incidents?
Yes, sir, we did. You know, there was no injuries. Nobody was in risk that we felt. We felt everybody did a great job. Our fire department did an excellent job of arriving on scene, gathering information from the carrier, also notifying school officials, working hand with the all of College Station School ISD officials, and they came and they met with us, and we advised them of our findings and our situation and how to remedy the problem and also keep everybody safe and minimize a lot of trying to relocate students and stuff like that.
The remainder of the product that was in this delivery truck, was it offloaded to another vehicle, or how did the leak get stopped?
Prior to arrival, the carrier of the vehicle offloaded approximately anywhere from 60 to 80 gallons of chlorine. And then when they determined that there was a leak to it, there was nothing left in the truck. He only offloaded, so they identified it quickly that it had spilled off of the truck onto the ground into a 40 by 30 area, 40 by 40 area where the product was at.
Any idea then if there was a leak as the truck was in, was actually on the streets headed to the school?
I don't believe so. I think our crews on scene met with the carrier and talked to him that he doesn't believe that there was that it all happened there. I believe they visually saw it happen there from the information that they obtained from the carrier.
And any injury to the driver from exposure?
No injury at all. No injury at all to anybody. So it was a very good outcome as far as the process of response and working with our city officials and working with our our community and our school district on working together to make the outcome successful and to minimize as much movement as possible.
Have I missed anything? Obviously, you guys don't run across hazmat situations very often, other than training.
Yeah, we train. College Station Fire Department is the regional hazardous materials response team for the Council of Governments, and so we want to make sure we're prepared. So we work hand in hand with Bryan Fire Department, along with our county responders, also as far as hazard material response. And so we have a very good working relationship with everybody. And we always got to stay prepared and trained for any type of emergency that's in front of us.